Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters. Her preaching today is entitled, Come and You Will See.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, What are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, We have found the Messiah, which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. My sister loves to shop, especially in thrift stores. She likes to just wander around until something appeals to her. She was doing just that not long ago when a clerk came up to her and said, Can I help you find something? My sister nonchalantly replied, Yes, I'm trying to find myself. Of course, she was joking, in a way, but maybe her answer wasn't so far from the truth. What are we looking for when we wander through the spaces of our lives? Is there a longing in us, a kind of ache for something else, something more than what we already have? What was in the minds and hearts of the two disciples when Jesus asked them, What are you looking for? And did you notice that they didn't really answer him? Instead, they responded with another question, Where are you staying? Apparently, there was something about Jesus that appealed to them. They wanted to get to know him and hear his stories and participate in his healing power. After listening to John the Baptist, they were hungry for change, for a deeper, more meaningful way of life. They longed to know and follow the one John called the Lamb of God. Jesus' next line is an invitation. Come and you will see. Come and be part of this adventure I call the reign of God. Come and leave what you know and step into a whole new world of goodness, truth, and beauty. Come and be part of a new community of love that will change the universe. Who could refuse that invitation? Driven by his enthusiasm, Andrew runs to get his brother Simon. Can't you imagine his excitement as he encourages Simon to join him? And so he does, and soon is renamed by this Rabbi Messiah. From now on, he will be Cephas, or Peter, and there is so much more to come. What about us, you and me? What are we looking for? Do we have the curiosity and the courage to follow the one who calls us?